From WFIU Public Media at Indiana University, welcome to the Movie Reviews Podcast with Peter Noble Kuchera.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Some books practically cry out from the shelves, "Film me." Cormac McCarthy's No Country for Old Men is one of those. It's a lean novel, all plot, with spare dialogue coiling through it like a sidewinder in the desert. You can read it in just a few hours. For the most part, it stays out of the characters' interior lives and simply observes their behavior and records their hard-baked, pithy Texas talk. The smartest thing a filmmaker can do with a gift like that is to film it straight. Well, luckily, it was Joel and Ethan Coen who got hold of this material. The Coen brothers are auteurs. 20 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, they would have jazzed everything up. But now their sensibility is so evolved, they have nothing left to prove. And they're so in tune with McCarthy, it's as if they wrote the novel or he shot the film. In certain scenes in the film, you may find yourself flashing back to the Coens' earlier masterpiece, Fargo. Once again, we have a local sheriff, here named Ed Tom, played by Tommy Lee Jones, who is called to a crime scene of such wanton violence, it's almost surreal. There's a ring of SUVs out in the desert, and at least a half a dozen bodies, including a dead dog, all riddled with at least three different kinds of bullets. There's another pair of bodies, shot at a later time, execution style. This is clearly a drug deal gone terribly wrong, but where are the drugs and the money? Well, the money, as it turns out, and there's $2 million of it in a satchel, is in the hands of Llewellyn Moss, played by Josh Brolin, churlish but with a sense of black humor. He came upon the SUV disaster while shooting game. Everybody was dead. Surely the money doesn't know where it came from. But in taking the money and performing an act of kindness after the fact, Moss has brought upon himself and his loved ones the wrath of an evil so pure, so uncompromised, it may in fact be the arm of fate itself. It would like to think so. That's how it excuses its own existence. Whether it is correct is the theme of the film. It is a man, if you can call him that. Better to call him a being. His name is Anton Chigurh. Like Schwarzenegger's Terminator, he moves implacably forward, homing in on his target. Locked doors mean nothing to him. Bodies fall wherever he walks the earth. He's even willing to stroll right into the arms of a police station. So there is your narrative triangle. Moss on the run, Chigurh close behind, and Ed Tom so close to Chigurh that he actually drinks from a milk jug Chigurh has set on a coffee table, the bottle still sweating with condensation. This is a similar structure to Fargo, but here more reduced and refined. Only a structure that pure could sustain the film's final 20 minutes, where it feels like anything could happen, anything at all. Where the film goes, without telling you anything, is deeper into Ed Tom. Tommy Lee Jones creates a character who goes all the way down to his boots, a weary man facing the end of his career and the possibility that it was all for nothing. Well, what a run this actor has had. From his brilliant western The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada, which he also directed in 2005, to his wounded, cornered, dangerous performance in The Valley of Ella, to Ed Tom in No Country for Old Men, what other actor's face is more careworn, more able to evoke pathos, steely resolve, and sudden anger, more fascinating to watch? As much as I admire the film, and I do, I really do, a part of me, perhaps uncharitably, was also longing for a freer, more surprising interpretation. As good as they are at manufacturing suspense, the Coens take no chances. Ironically, by being so faithful, they've produced a work that might be a little too perfect. But so what? See it anyway. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.